91X News.
It's 3 degrees and cloudy at 3. I'm Mike Wobschel with 91X News. The Minister of Health and Long-Term Care, Deb Matthews, is making a stop in Belleville this Thursday. She will be here to officially kick off the next phase of the redevelopment at the QHC Belleville Hospital. Over the next 3 years, there will be a new emergency room and laboratory built at the QHC Belleville General. There will also be redeveloped space for inpatient mental health, oncology, cardiology, and operating rooms. All that rain over the weekend caused some flooding. The Lower Trent Conservation says flows along the Trent River started to increase as a result of the runoff. Residents along the river from Rice Lake to Trenton should expect increasing flows over the next few weeks as the spring runoff moves downstream. The public is urged to be careful around the water courses because of the strong currents, very cold temperatures, and slippery stream banks. Areas around dams, culverts, and bridges should be avoided at all times. Students in the kindergarten class at CML Snyder School in Prince Edward County will no longer be able to escape the sound of their teacher's voice. The Wellington Lions Club's members are presenting a check to the Hastings and Prince Edward Learning Foundation for the Good Sounds campaign. The $1,500 donation will be used to purchase a sound field system, which is used to amplify the teacher's voice. The system consists of the teacher-worn transmitter and speakers, which are placed around the classroom. Regardless of where the teacher is in the room, students will be able to hear them. Campaign co-chair and elementary school principal Rob McFadden says the installation of the system has a positive impact on student achievement and engagement. Bookworms in the Prince Edward County are coming together as part of the second annual The County Reads program. The project is part of the Prince Edward County Arts Council's Written Word Committee. The County Reads asks residents to read 5 books and vote to their favorite one. Chairwoman Ann Preston says the goal of the committee is to encourage, promote, and support literacy. Residents have until June 12th to vote at either store or county libraries. There are signs this election is turning into a riding-by-riding campaign of trench warfare. All you have to do is track the riding's party's leaders' visits, and today both Stephen Harper and Michael Ignatieff are in the far north. The 3 federal seats there are known to swing between Tories, Liberals, and NDP. In Yellowknife, Harper is blaming Bloc Québécois leader Gilles Duceppe for raising the issues of Quebec separation in the campaign. Liberal leader Michael Ignatieff is refusing to pull an attack ad on health care the Conservatives claim misquotes Stephen Harper. And NDP leader Jack Layton is in Quebec, where polls show his party is growing momentum. Ontario has introduced legislation that, if passed, would allow mandatory retirement at the age of 60 for salaried firefighters in the province. The proposed changes to the Fire Protection and Prevention Act 2011 would standardize the retirement age across Ontario. The changes would apply only to the salaried firefighters who represent the emergency calls. That's 91X News to 304. Here's Ashley Gale with 91X Sports.
The Physical Activity Network for Hastings and Prince Edward Counties is ready to help you get in shape. Ignite is a directory that includes listings for organizations that encourage physical activity and includes various sports teams, clubs, and programs. Karen Wenchenthal, who is doing a student placement at the health unit, says the network's vision is that the places we live in, learn, work, and play support the choice to be physically active. It's free to have your organization listed. The Blue Jays left Fenway Park with ruffled feathers after the Red Sox walked away with a 9-1 victory. 10 more games kick off this evening. Minnesota's in Baltimore, Pittsburgh's pit-stopping in Cincinnati, and Cleveland is clicking their heels all the way to Kansas City. In the NHL, the Montreal Canadiens are back home after kicking off their first round series with a pair of victories in Boston. Game 3 is the best of 7 conference quarterfinal goes tonight. Buffalo's home to Philadelphia. That series is tied at 1. Pittsburgh is on the road after splitting 2 games against Tampa Bay. Phoenix visited Detroit in the other NHL game. The Red Wings have a 2-0 series lead. In basketball, Miami Heat star Dwayne Wade is expected to be in the lineup tonight against Philadelphia. He played through a headache in Miami's series opening victory. Wade practiced this morning with lenses to protect his eyes. Indiana will try to even its series at 1 tonight in Chicago. That's sports. Here's Mike Wobschel with 91X Weather.
Today, cloudy and a high of 5 degrees. Tonight, the clouds will remain and we have a low of minus 1. Tuesday, possible showers with a low of minus 1 and a high of 6. And Wednesday, we probably will have rain, a low of plus 3 and a high of 15. It sits at 3 degrees. I'm Mike Wobsha with Ashley Gale, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4 o'clock.